B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Rob?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How can we help you?
Well, so I went out on a date, a couple dates, several dates with this girl, Jody.
Yeah.
Very nice. That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
She was a nice girl, and I was hoping I can continue to date her, but she's not answering any of my calls or anything anymore, and I don't know what happened. I thought everything was going fine. I mean, she took me out to this work thing one time, and then after that, I haven't heard from her at all.
Oh boy. What happened?
Yeah.
I mean, I had a few drinks.
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, it was a little...
That's how it starts.
Fuzzy, but I can't...
Oh, God, fuzzy.
Fuzzy.
Oh, no.
All bad words.
Well, how many drinks did you have?
You know, like, regular amount, maybe like 8 or 10.
Oh, okay. God.
Regular amount for who?
Reg.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, okay, well, the parts that are fuzzy, I bet you she'll fill them in when we call her. And she tells us what you did to piss her off.
Okay, that works. Maybe she jogged my memory.
Okay, well, listen, I'm just going to give you two words that I want you to practice because eventually this is what you're going to be saying to her, okay? I'm sorry. All right, now hang on. We're going to try and get her on the phone next. It's the second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke with Rob, and, well, he went on several dates with this girl, Jody.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was great. Now, the last date was a work event for her.
Yep.
And that was the last time she hung out with him before ghosting him. Now, at this work event, he said he might have had 8 to 10 drinks and gotten, quote-unquote, fuzzy.
And by might have had, that means he did.
Yes. And we asked, did you do anything? Do you remember doing anything? And he said, I don't remember doing anything. Are you still there, Rob?
I am.
Okay, we're going to try and call Jody. And I'm sure that if she answers, she'll fill in the blanks on what you don't remember.
All right.
All right, what were those two words I told you to practice?
I'm sorry.
All right, keep them in because I'm sure you'll be saying it multiple times. All right, stay quiet.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jody?
Yes, who's calling?
So, Jody, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, and I can explain to you it's a good reason why we're calling, so please don't hang up. If you give me 20 seconds, I can do it.
What's this about?
Okay, so we got a phone call from a gentleman who likes you and would love to take you out on a nice date. You know who this guy is, and I'm going to tell you his name. So what we're offering to you is we will pay for whatever date you do with this gentleman. You pick a place whenever you're free, all that stuff, and we'll pay for it. We'll reserve everything. You go there and see if sparks fly between you and this guy. And if they don't, fine. You got a nice meal out of it.
I guess. All right.
Okay. So what are your thoughts when I say the gentleman's name is Rob?
Oh, come on. No way.
No.
I'm going to hang up.
No, don't hang up.
It's a waste of my time.
Okay, right, hold on. Well, can you, because he was telling us that you guys went out several times, and the last time you hung out was at one of your work events. And so here's the thing. Can you just tell us what it is that you don't like about him so we can at least tell him?
I mean, I don't need people like Rob in my life. You know, we went out a couple times. Everything was cool, but then his true colors showed the last time we hung out. You know, I took him to a charity gala. I do a lot of charity work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I took him and my best friend. As far as, like, the evening went, like, it went well, you know. But it wasn't until the day after that I could see something in my best friend's face, you know. Like, my best friend is, like, this really honest person, like, you know, she doesn't like to cause waves or anything like that. But she told me that she caught him with his hand in the fundraiser bucket.
Get out of here.
Yeah, who does that?
A piece of
let me explain something here.
Okay, well, hold on. Jody, Rob's on the phone, and he heard what you said.
Seriously?
Yeah. I wasn't stealing nothing.
Really?
I'm not a thief.
Are you sure?
I swear. First of all, I don't know why people were watching me, but I went to some money into this box, okay?
Yeah.
I put the wrong bill in there. I put a $100 bill, and listen, I got a shitty job, rent's coming up, car payment's coming up, and I had to get it back. What do you want me to tell you?
You I had to are change the bill. Lying.
So it was an accident that
I'm
you put it in
lying.
There?
And it might have looked like I was stealing, but I was just trading my bill for a smaller bill.
So, like, I'm assuming you meant to put a 10 in there? Like trying to fish out your 100, but did you at least leave something in the donation box?
Yeah, I had a 5.
Yeah. You know, this is one of those. This is one of those instances where I see both sides. I mean, Jody, look, it's you know what? It's the equivalent of sometimes when you go to drop in change, like at a Dunkin' Donuts to tip, and by accident you drop in a dollar, and you're like, "Crap, I didn't mean to drop that in." But that being said, I've never gone back in to get that dollar.
Right? You take the loss in that case.
I end up eating it. So, but I'm not Rob, you know. Jody, could you find it in your heart to forgive Rob and perhaps give him another date? It was a misunderstanding.
I don't know. I just think you could have handled it a different way, and I don't want a second date with Rob.
I could have just taken the whole jar.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
If you actually need a reason not to date your friend's ex, we're going to give you a reason tomorrow. All right, make sure you listen to brand new Second Date Update on the 10th at 8:10 mañana.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.